If you'll come with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. In Romans 12, he's talking about making us into living sacrifices, and you can read the beginning of it. But where I want to take you is verse 9. Verse 9. Romans 12, 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Who is he talking to? He's talking to his church that live in Rome. Honor one another above yourselves. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal. But keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Verse 12, be joyful in hope, patient in afflictions. Why does he put that there? Patient in afflictions. Why are afflictions allowed in the church? It's kind of what we talked about earlier when we were giving testimony about difficulties are happening in different people. And it's designed to get you discouraged. But the purpose is to get you to see what's underneath that's causing this and what God is trying to do with you. So while you are being patient, you are going to learn what's going on. So be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Now, share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. I can remember years ago when the Holy Spirit allowed me and my wife to do many things for different individuals that we didn't understand at the time. I didn't realize that both of us had been raised by people who were full of hospitality. We never had an empty house. I celebrated yesterday the 60th anniversary of our meeting, because we met on the first Saturday after the 4th of July in 1956. So you put the numbers together. And last night we were talking and she said, you know, that was a very strange connection. And you say, well, looking back, how can you remember? Well, if you're in love with someone, or if you've never had that privilege, I pray that you will. But I can remember when she walked into the room, I was 16 years old. And I knew that she was special. What was special about her? I had no clue. I didn't know anything about her. But I danced with her that night.
You go, Kim.
Oh, come on now, girls.
Go with your bad self. Come on.
I wasn't being bad. I was...
No, I know. Just...
being seduced, maybe.
Oh, come on.
No?
No.
No? No. It really wasn't that. I know. I'm teasing you guys. But she was an outstanding young lady. She was very attractive to me because God does those things. And I ended up realizing that I had lived diagonally from her house less than 500 yards for 1 month. Now I was living in another direction, less than 500 yards from her house, and I had never met her. I also learned later that her mother went to the same Catholic Mass that I did. And she had pointed me out because I didn't fit the mold. I was tall and I had short parents. And she pointed all this out to her daughter. And then a few weeks later, I showed up for dinner and I happened to be the advertisement. What am I saying to you? Hospitality was given to me. I was received with joy. I even was received by her grandmother, which didn't make too much sense. Her grandmother's first name was the same as my mother's name. Her father's name was the same as my father's name. My dad's name was Paul Emil. My father-in-law's name was Emil. Her grandmother's name was Amelia, with an E. And my mother's name was Amelia, so I felt right at home. Here was the clincher. Her grandmother met her husband at the same age as I met her. Her husband was 3 years younger than her. I was 3 years younger than Irene. He came from Canada, and I came from Canada. The ducks were all in a row. And I didn't have to give them back. I received hospitality. I received acceptance. And 2 3/4 years later, we were married. But she lost her mom 1 year and 6 months after I met her, at 52 years old, from cancer. If we would have known how to fight, but we didn't know. Hospitality was the gift of that family. That family was never in a home where there was no guest. And my background was the same. We always helped whoever was in need. My dad went out of his way to bring up 3 children that were not ours. Because my uncle had a very low-paying job, and my dad would definitely bring finances to his brother-in-law for those 3 extra kids. And we actually took one of them, and she lived with us for a long time until her mother gave birth to her younger brother. We were a house that gave hospitality. We were a house that accepted the weak, the poor, and the lame. We fed those that were hungry. We clothed those that were unclothed. Why? 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 Love must be sincere. Honor one another above yourselves. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. It won't cost you to love them unconditionally. Verse 14, you're not going to like, because it's going to go against the grain of your inner man. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. That's the commission from the believer. If you have some conflict of interest and people are jealous of you, etc., etc., do not curse them back, but bless them and purpose to release a blessing on them. You know why? Because you have been chosen by God to release a blessing unto those that don't deserve it, so that they can be transformed and learn hospitality from you. Now close your eyes. Close your Bible. Just close your Bible. Say, I am an educated lover.
I am an educated lover.
Patient with those that I don't understand.
Patient with those that I don't understand.
And I'll be meeting individuals
that I would like to adjust.
I'd like to teach them a lesson.
And God's word says
to bless them.
Even if they persecute me.
I'm to bless and not curse them.
Because I'm a teacher by nature.
And I'm asking God.
My Heavenly Father,
to fill me with hospitality
and connect me to right people
that will taste of God's goodness through me.
In Jesus' name,
I pray.
What am I pushing you to do? Change your responses.
Sometimes we bless people that actually cursed us in the back.
Sometimes we ask God, why are we being rejected when we've given them so much?
I'm seeing a snap vision that I didn't expect to go into, and that's why I'm just praying right now. Just pray in the Spirit for a minute, because I didn't think I was going to go there. I dekia mahasia rosaro tarada hasara tashikia te shekura baba baba hasan teredia tea.
You say, well, here goes on a story again.
This was approximately 1980, and I had a gentleman who worked for me for many years. He was a retired gentleman. He owned a farm. And his oldest son had a best buddy that lived in the next town, not far from where you went last week. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to identify the individual, but this person went to church every week. And how many know that when people go to church, you expect a little more out of them? You expect them to know a little bit about God. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. He came into our store and he ordered some carpeting for his front hallway in a house that was built in the 1800s. When I went to measure, I warned him that the staircase was probably the best way I can explain it, like this. So every step that you went up was from the 1800s. It should have been straight and level, but it was far from level. I said, do you understand that, you know, this is an old house, we can cover it, but if my installers can't remake your house. Oh, there's no problem, I'll be happy. So we install excellent carpeting, hallway, did the living room, and did the staircase. So he comes the following week after it was completed, and he's very angry at me, and he's yelling. And there's a sign right over my back, in the back of me, because I had put up a sign in my office, and it said, Jesus is Lord. So he says to me, you didn't tell me you were going to have to cut every step. In other words, he's expecting me to use a piece of goods that's straight on an angle like this without cutting every step. I said, sir, you have to realize that if you were trying to do it all in one piece, you'd have to buy double the width, do it at a bias like you would a piece of cloth. Well, you never told me. And he's angry and he's kind of, you know. I said, look, well, I'm not paying you a nickel, sir. I said, in order to keep you happy, we'll order another piece of the goods if they still have the same dye lot. And we'll do the best we can at an angle, but the pattern will definitely be at an angle because your staircase is crooked. I know all that. And he, you know. So anyway, we ordered the carpeting. The men went back. It was about maybe a 3-week ordeal. Finally, we got it all done. Comes back in. And he's still not happy.
So I said, well, I don't know how to please you. And he started to swear and yell. And he said, I can't stand that sign back there. I said, well, you have a problem. You'll hear from my attorney, he says. Okay, fine. So he sends me a letter, personal, instead. And he had paid me for the living room, if I remember correctly. But the bottom line, there was still quite a few hundreds of dollars that were involved. And of course, the cost of two and three times the amount of carpeting that was normally needed. So he sent me, like I said, a partial payment, and I received it. And I cried out to the Lord, what do I do? Because I can't please him. I know I can't please him. And the Lord said, will you please me? And I said, I don't know how. I just don't know how to please you. He said, well, he calls himself a Christian, right? I says, yeah. He says, he is by name, but not by nature. And I said, then what do you want me to do? He said, you send him back a letter and you mark that bill paid in full by Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I wish you could have seen the storm, because I did it. The storm that came 2 weeks later, I finally asked him to leave, otherwise I was going to call the police. That's how angry this man was at me. My wife was in the back. She said, I've never heard anybody yell so loud in all my life. And I said to him, sir, you call yourself a Christian, your tag doesn't fit well. Have a good day.
You go, Kim.
There were times hospitality is going to cost you your brain. It's going to cost you what you think you know. But I guarantee you, if you bless and don't curse those that misuse you, you will come out on top, because I'm still here. Would you give the glory to the Lord, please? Give him a clap offering. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for teaching me what I needed to do, and that is to bless and not curse, even if it costs me money. All God's people said?
Amen.
Enjoy your love to each other. And, I forgot. Food time. Amen? Father, we want to bless the food. We want to bless the fellowship. Have a great time. Enjoy one another. And we'll see you Tuesday. Amen?
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 Amen?